Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. We are one day away from the start of the 2025 NBA draft. We know the Sixers, of course, have the third pick in the draft. And I've been quite clear on this from the beginning. The guy I want, the guy I don't want. You know I don't want Ace Bailey. You guys know who I want. VJ Edgecombe. But here's what I wanted to do today. I wanted to dive into my big board. So I have a six-player big board for the Sixers tomorrow night. And really what this is this, the way I view it, covers the Sixers if they do choose to trade down, which is a possibility. You know, I wrote about today at the newsletter, my email newsletter. You could subscribe, joe-giglio-sports.beehiv.com. I could send you the link if you don't want to type all that in and just want it to be sent to you. I'll send it to you directly. Just send me a DM or an email or however you want to connect with me, and I will send you the link to the newsletter. But I wrote about it today, you know, the idea that if the Sixers aren't sure or there's some doubt, there was a report yesterday that Edgecombe is likely the guy. But when he came here, although he impressed people personality-wise and in the meeting, looked a little nervous in the workout and didn't shoot it well, probably just some nerves. But, you know, if they walk out of that with some doubts on VJ Edgecombe, they don't have to take him at three. I mean, the Sixers could absolutely trade down and acquire other assets to try to make this team better and still get a really good player. I don't think there is, you know, this isn't Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, VJ Edgecombe, and then an amazing drop-off. I think there is of the options at three, I would take Edgecombe, and I'm going to get it to my big board now and why he's number one. But I think there is a path where the Sixers could trade down a 5, 6, 7, 8 and land one of these other guys on my big board, get another asset, whether it be a future pick, a current pick, you know, in this year's draft, a player that could be flipped for an asset, maybe a veteran player like a Herb Jones if they trade with New Orleans. So there's a lot of ways they could do this. But I wanted to give you my big board, the players I like, and then obviously if they're not on my big board, I don't like it as much. So let's dive into it. My big board for the Sixers, I have six names that I would be comfortable with if I was Daryl Morey coming out of the top 10 with tomorrow night. I don't anticipate the Sixers trading out of the top 10. That would be a major trade down. So staying within the top 10, if there's a trade down or a three, the six players that I would select. And here's the order. Number one, you know it, Vijay Edgecombe, guard out of Baylor. With all these players, I'm going to give you the comp. And this isn't, you know, I'm not looking at every single measurable. I'm telling you, when I watch them, this is who I saw. It's my comp, my eyes, my comparison. When I watch this player, I see. I do this in sports all the time. It's one of my favorite things to do as a fan is like I see shades of, I see a little bit of, you know, they remind me of. We all do it. I do it all the time. Baseball, I see it all the time. It's because I watch baseball probably the most. But like, you know, when I first watched Jalen Hurts, which is the NFL, I saw Russell Wilson. You know, you kind of, you see these comps when you watch certain players. They look like other players. And I have it for all these NBA, you know, prospects here. So let's dive into it. Number one, Vijay Edgecombe, guard, Baylor. I see Dwayne Wade. I see flashes of Dwayne Wade at Marquette. You know, you go back and look at Wade first and second season. He played two seasons of college ball at Marquette, then went into the NBA draft. It got taken by the Miami Heat. And you look at Edgecombe's 1 year at Baylor, and there's some similarities in their statistics. This is a player that has great shot-blocking ability at the guard position, which is what Dwayne Wade had. Wade, before the knee issues, you know, kind of curtailed his athleticism and jumping ability late in his career, he had that early in his career when he was the best player on a championship team in 2006 to the Miami Heat, along with an older Shaquille O'Neal. There is, I think, upside to the shooting. There is good free throw ability. There's ability to get to the line. I think he's got great competitive character, which the Sixers need more of to go with Maxey, who has great competitive character, and McCain, who looks like he has great competitive character. They need more of those kind of guys. Embiid, horrific competitive character. And Paul George, I just think there's no dog in that guy. They need more dogs. And Edgecombe, to me, when I watched him, he has some dog to him in his game. I love him. He's number one for me on my big board. At number three, and all of this, of course, is on the presumption that Cooper Flagg goes one, Dylan Harper goes two. I'm presuming those two things we had to the draft. All right, number two on my big board is Khan Knipl out of Duke, the guard slash wing forward. Call him whatever you want. He's 6'7". I think Knipl's a really good player and an underrated player. The two players I thought about when I watched him were Chris Middleton, you know, prime Chris Middleton for the Bucks, who helped Giannis win that championship in Milwaukee. And it was a very, you know, high-end number two guy for a little bit. And the other guy I thought of, you know, someone that I think maybe has been lost to time a little bit here. And injuries really curtailed the player he was. And yeah, I think he might have been an Achilles. He really never was the same after that. But young, prime Wes Matthews is who I thought about when I watched Khan Knipl. You know, Wes Matthews had a run, I would say, from, you know, let's say his second year in the league with Portland, 2010, 2011 to, you know, you could probably put it, I don't know, 2017-18 in Dallas, 2016-17 in Dallas, one of those years where he was a very high-end player. I mean, his three-point percentages consistently hovered in the upper, you know, 30% to if not over 40% some years. Free throw percentages in the 80%. From 2011 to 2017, playing for Dallas and Portland, Wes Matthews, 14.7 points per game, shot 38% from downtown, shot 82% from the free throw line, and an effective field goal percentage of 52%. He was a good player. I mean, he was a good player. And then he had injuries, and it really fell off quick. He finished his career averaging 11.4 points per game. I liked him, though, Wes Matthews. And I see some Wes Matthews at Khan Knipl. You know, he was 6'5". Knipl's more like 6'6", 6'7". Middleton's probably the better comp for the size. But as a player, I see some Knipl there. So I have him at number two. If the Sixers had a slight trade down and they swap with someone and someone wanted to come up to three and they landed Knipl, I'd be more than fine with it. He's number two on my board. Number three is Trey Johnson, the guard out of Texas. This kid's a pure scorer, a pure shooter. Couple comps I had. He's not quite as big as Allen Houston, but I see some Allen Houston in this game. And the other one I thought of was Rip Hamilton. Rip Hamilton and Ben Gordon. You know, these are the kind of the old school Connecticut guards. Hamilton maybe didn't live up to all the hype when he came out of the draft, but eventually settled into being a really high end player and really helped that Pistons team win a championship. Trey Johnson's got some really intriguing aspects to his game. Now, what didn't translate at Texas. What hasn't translated yet but could is the defensive aspect. Right now, he's really just more of an offensive player when I watched him. And you wonder a long-term fit with McCain and Maxey, who's the defender back there, right? Could you survive with all three of those guys? Probably not. And could you survive with three guards? Potentially. But someone's got to play defense. And that's why Edgecombe and Knipple are above Trey Johnson, because those guys could play defense. I mean, Knipple's got the size, length to play defense, and Edgecombe is number one because he plays defense. He is an all-around player. He's a Dwayne Wade kind of clone to me. So Edgecombe one, Knipple two, Trey Johnson is three on my big board. Like him a lot out of Texas. You know, he really played well inside the SEC, which is a very challenging conference for a young player. Number four on my big board, as I roll through my big board for the 2025 NBA draft for the Sixers. Number four, to reach the second half of my top six guys. A player that I am just so intrigued by and so interested in what he becomes, because the upside is tantalizing, and I also understand there's a downside. And that is Derek Queen, the big man out of Maryland. So let me give you a little background on my experience watching Derek Queen. I've probably watched Derek Queen play more than any of these players. These, you know, the players that I'm going through here has been almost like I watched some of the college basketball season, watched the NCAA tournament. I was really locked into March Madness this year. I loved it. I think it was because I wasn't as into the NBA regular season. And then once March Madness started, I realized I missed basketball. So for three straight weekends, I just sat there and watched basketball. So I saw a lot of these guys play. And then as the Sixers get the third pick, you start diving in and you start researching and start watching a lot of video on these guys. And it became a crash course. Derek Queen, I've been majoring in. I'll put it that way. My wife is a Maryland fan. She's from Maryland. My late father-in-law used to have season tickets to Maryland. This is way back in the day, not during Derek Queen's 1 year there. But we used to go to games. So I have a soft spot for Maryland. And then, you know, living here, I have the Big Ten Network on my, I don't know if everyone has Big Ten Network, but I do on my cable provider, gives it to us. So, you know, once the season started kind of rolling into January or mid-January, I started realizing that the Maryland team was pretty good. And, you know, Ken Pom was writing them a top 15, top 20 team. They were top 20 in offense and defense. So I sort of realized they had a shot to make a run in the tournament. So I'd say we watched probably, I don't know, seven or eight regular season games down the stretch. You know, we would DVR and watch them at night when the kids went to sleep, just, you know, just hanging out watching the game. And I was enamored with Queen's offensive skill set. Enamored. And then they got to the tournament. He hit the buzzer beater to beat Colorado State. And then, of course, they lost to Florida in the Sweet 16. Florida went on to win the national title. But Queen was a spectacular talent, to where when he decided, and he played with five really good players. Their starting five is one of the best in the country. So they shared. But when he decided to take the game over, he took the game over. It didn't matter who the opponent was. It didn't matter the venue. His touch around the basket is extraordinary for a man his size. His ability to take a defender off a dribble from the top of the key at his size is spectacular. There is some Joel Embiid to his game. He's not quite as big. And the guy I settled on for a comp is DeMarcus Cousins, a very, very offensively skilled big man. Now, defensively, sometimes he'll leave a lot to be desired. But when he applies himself, he's long, he is quick, he has an ability to block shots without fouling. There is an average to above average defender in there. Now, physically, I think he's very young. And what I mean by that is I don't know how well he takes care of his body, weight room stuff. I think it's all just natural skill with Derek Queen. So Derek Queen, I think he's fourth on my list and not higher, and probably going to go 10 or 11 or 12 in the lottery instead of top six because of these question marks. He's not your typical center in terms of size. He's more of a power forward with a center's body in terms of his speed and agility. But I think if the kid is in a gym with vets, working his tail off, and becoming a willing defender and an engaged defender, I think there's NBA all-star upside to Derek Queen. I really believe that, like a DeMarcus Cousins. Now, he could coast and float and probably average 11 points a game, 10 points a game, and make a nice career and make a lot of money if he wants to. I don't know what he wants. I mean, he's a kid. But there's ability here. Naz Reid maybe as a not a big name comp, DeMarcus Cousins as a big name comp. If the Sixers traded down to 7 or 8 in this draft and Edgecombe, Johnson, and Knipple were all off the board, and they took Derek Queen and said he's our next big as we transition, you know, away from the Joel Embiid era, I think he could learn.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The best moves from Joel Embiid, but hopefully not the culture from Joel Embiid. I just am enamored with Derek Queen. I watched him a lot. I believe in the kid. I think there's a lot of upside there. Again, he could coast at times and he could disappear at times. And that's, is that him? Is that a basketball personality? Was it playing with 4 other really good starters with a share? I don't know. And I watched him the most, so I probably saw the flaws the most. And with the other guys, I'm just picking out the good. But I'm a fan. All right, so he's at number 4. Number 5 for me is Kasperis Jakaciunas from Illinois, the guard. He reminds me a little bit of Austin Reeves. He could fill it up. He's a shooter. He's got decent passing ability. I think he'll be an Austin Reeves, Dante DiVincenzo kind of help to a good team. At number 6, my last guy is Jeremy Fears, the guard from Oklahoma. I think there's a drop-off after the top 4. It's Edgecombe, Knipple, Johnson, Queen. I could see all of them being all-stars in the NBA. And then, you know, Jakaciunas as more of an Austin Reeves, Dante DiVincenzo help. And then Jeremiah Fears as probably a starter on a bad team or an electric microwave Vinny Johnson guard off the bench for a good team. Now, again, depth is a huge part of the NBA now, and that's why the Sixers could consider trading down, but I wouldn't consider Fears in the top 5. But once you get past that, and it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I think Fears could be an upside guy for somebody. And the comp I saw when I watched a little Monta Ellis, the former guard for the Warriors before they drafted Steph and Clay, but I think there's something there. So my top 6, my big board for the Sixers. Number 1, VJ Edgecombe, guard out of Baylor. Number 2 is Con Knipple, the wing out of Duke. Number 3, Trey Johnson, the guard out of Texas. Number 4, Derek Queen, the big out of Maryland. Number 5, Kasperis Jakaciunas, the guard slash wing out of Illinois. And number 6, Jeremiah Fears, the guard out of Oklahoma. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.